Hello and welcome to episode 1. In this episode, we will discuss who we should be screening for diabetes and how often we should be doing it. So here is a common scenario. We have a 30-year-old Asian American male with a body mass index of 24. He has no other comorbidities or risk factors. Would you screen this individual? The answer is yes. The answer is derived from the ADA Standards of Care 2023, which we will discuss right now. The ADA Standards of Care states that screening should be carried out for adult patients, as in patients above 18 years old, who are overweight, that meaning a body mass index of 25 or above for all ethnicities, except for Asian Americans, who are considered to be overweight at a body mass index of 23. In addition to the following criteria, so the patient has to be adult, overweight, and has to have one more criterion. First criteria being first degree relative of with diabetes, so parents or siblings with diabetes. Criteria number two, high risk ethnicity, such as African American, Latino, Native American, Asian American, and Pacific Islander. And the third criteria is having a high risk feature. Those include lack of physical activity, severe obesity, acanthosis nigricans, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cardiovascular disease, or polycystic ovary syndrome. So to repeat again, the patient has to be adult, overweight, with one additional risk factor, such as first-degree relative with diabetes, having a high-risk ethnicity, such as African American, Latino, Native American, Asian American, and Pacific Islander, and other comorbid conditions such as severe obesity, acanthosis nigricans, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and polycystic ovary syndrome. And again, remember that overweight class in Asian Americans starts at a body mass index of 23, not 25. Patients who meet this criteria should be screened for diabetes every 3 years. Using one of the known tests, fasting plasma glucose, 2-hour oral glucose tolerance test, or an A1C. Now, there are exceptions to this criteria. First exception is that if the patient is above the age of 35, then you will perform screening for diabetes regardless of all of these risk factors. As in, anyone above the age of 35 should be screened for diabetes. The second exception is that if the patient had gestational diabetes mellitus history, then they should be screened regardless of age or other risk factors every 3 years. The third exception is for patients who have HIV, who should be screened for diabetes at the initiation of treatment, after approximately 3 months of initiating treatment, and every time the treatment is switched from one agent to the other. Patients are ideally screened with a fasting plasma glucose, and then they are screened annually if the results are normal. And the fourth exception is for patients who have a history of prediabetes, and these patients should be screened annually regardless of age or other risk factors. And the fifth exception is for patients with cystic fibrosis who should be screened annually with an oral glucose tolerance test. One important point here is that patients who are being screened with an oral glucose tolerance test, they should have had a diet that is not carb restricted, so they should be having at least 150 grams of carbohydrates for the 3 days prior to the test, because patients who restrict carbs before the test will usually have an exaggerated response to glucose when they undergo an oral glucose tolerance test. Another key point here is that if you don't want to use this criteria above, then you can use the ADA formal diabetes risk score. And this is available on the ADA website. This can be used again as an alternative to the criteria we listed above. And this concludes today's episode. This may seem like an easy concept, but the questions are usually very tricky and they test your true knowledge of this criteria. In episode 2, we will be discussing the diagnostic criteria for type 2 diabetes. So we will be discussing the interpretation of the tests that you will be doing to screen for diabetes. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode.